Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Two.
One. Good morning. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show. Thank you for joining us on this kind of pretty Monday morning.
The sunrise is pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but you know what? I'm really noticing the days getting longer.
Yes.
Like,
makes me so happy.
I looked outside the other day and it was 5:30 at night and it was still light.
Yep.
I was like, oh, so excited because yep. I just cannot handle this, you know, getting dark at 5 o'clock business. I'm Kelly here with my best friend Haas.
Yo.
And producer Stephanie.
Hi there.
And we all slept like crap last night.
Oh my gosh, it was terrible.
I slept great, but it was the only night this week I slept great.
Yeah. Why did you? Did you just normal sleep?
I just had a really busy weekend with work and stuff like that.
Yeah, you were doing the rock and roll thing all weekend.
Pretty much.
So.
And then last night, my body was like, "You are going to bed now."
That's awesome. My body was like, "You're going to do the thing where you're almost asleep, and then you jump."
I
read somewhere once that when that happens, that you're like having an out of body experience and that's you falling back into your body.
What?
And even though I don't like necessarily believe it, it's freaked me out so much that now that every time it happens, I'm like, oh my God, was I just floating around?
Where
the
did
room?
I go?
Yeah. Like I was looking at Libby Lou next to me. I'm like, should I wake her up and ask her if I was floating? So, yeah, I'm not really a napper. It's really hard for me to sleep during the day.
Oh, not me.
Like last night I was going to bed and I kept looking at the clock. I'm like, oh, now I'm only going to get 6 hours of sleep. Now I'm going to get 6 hours and 50 minutes or 5 hours and 50 minutes of sleep. I was like counting it down and I was already planning my nap today.
Mm. Nice.
Which will probably never actually happen.
It might.
I'll try. And like this show is going to be really difficult today because our entire house is up this morning. Normally when we do this show.
Yeah, why is everybody up so early?
Well, Lucy's going to tell you. Normally when, and Libby Lou's up too. Literally the whole family.
Wow. I know. I walked in and everybody was milling around. It was
so
weird.
So my kids are sleepers. Like since they were babies, I've never had kids that get up at like 6 a.m. and need crap.
That's
they
nice.
Sleep as long as I let them. And so normally when we do this show, Rocky is up, but he's getting ready for school and doesn't really bother us much. But Lucy is wide awake this morning and she woke up the whole house. So Lucy, is she out there somewhere?
Yeah, here she comes.
All right. So Lucy, come on in and here, you want to come use my microphone?
Oh my gosh, I love your pajamas.
Isn't she cute?
Those are awesome.
Hang on just a minute.
Puppy dog
so
pants.
So come in here really close and tell everybody why you are up this morning.
Okay, so I lost 2 of my teeth on the same side yesterday.
Let me see.
On the bottom.
Oh my gosh, look at that.
Did, yeah.
And so she did something last night that she's never done before. She wrote a note to the tooth fairy.
Wow.
Just to see if she
does
would
that help?
Write back. And do you want to read everybody your questions and tell them what you found out? Because not everybody has an inside track to the tooth fairy.
No, I'm curious now.
This is good info.
I figured it out on Ellen because I watch Ellen.
Okay, oh, well, she's very smart.
Okay, so I asked, what's your name? And her name is Sapphire, and she is 17 years old. She has a sister named Peaches, a brother named Twig, and her blue is her favorite color also, and she left I Love You Lucy XOXO Sapphire, and then she left me $10.
$10?
Nice. Love fitness, better fitness, better price.
Free commercial for them.
There you go.
Dude, well,
Sapphire's got money.
I know.
My tooth fairy used to give me a quarter.
Well,
I got a dollar.
I don't think I've ever lost 2 in one day.
I think I got a dollar like if it was like a molar.
Yeah.
Or a front tooth.
Or your front ones. I thought your front ones were
worth
more.
No, I always got a dollar, but it was always like a brand new crispy dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fancy.
Yeah.
True.
If I lost just one tooth, I would get like $5 or $6.
What?
Wow.
Gosh, inflation.
I guess so. All right, you go back to
Lucky.
Go back to bed until it's time to get up.
Did you just get up just to do this?
No, she like when she woke up and found the note, she was like screaming and woke up the whole house.
Oh.
Actually, I was crying my eyeballs out because my light was off, and so I didn't see the answers, because, like, in the note, you can't see them because she wrote in colored pencil.
Oh.
Yeah, and I didn't even see the dollar.
So you said you got gypped by the tooth fairy.
Yeah, so first she woke up crying, having a heart attack. And then it was pure elation. So it was like one giant mood swing. It was like the Buccaneer at Six Flags.
You're going to be a basically emotional teenager.
Yes. Bye, honey. Go get ready for school. Have fun. What else did you guys do this weekend?
I had pig snoots.
Ew, yeah. You sent me gross. That. I don't even understand the point in eating weird stuff. Is that fun?
For some people it is. My coworker who was in town this weekend lives on like odd, crazy foods.
Did it look like a pig snoot?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It looks just like a flat piece of meat.
Could you have ate it if it literally looked like a snout with like the holes and everything?
I don't know. I mean, it's covered in a lot of barbecue sauce. But if you've never had it, it's extraordinarily crispy. And it tastes somewhere between a piece of bacon and a pork rind. It's delicious.
It's all skin, though, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't it be all skin?
Yeah.
And not only it's skin, but it's like rough. Like the end of
a
their...
A little bit of cartilage. A little cartilage, too, yeah.
The end of their nose is what they use to like dig and stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Piggy Smalls, like his snoot is kind of like rough. And But I guess they can like layer it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to think about somebody cooking my pig.
It was... I got to admit, like... I apparently had had them when I was real young with my dad and grandpa, but didn't remember much of it. I just remember that like, as a little kid, they gave it to me before they told me what it was, and I liked it.
Yeah.
So we went back down because it was between that or going to South County to Shotzi's and getting a fried brain sandwich, which I don't think I could do. And I got to tell you, man, like, snoots is pretty all right.
I just have zero desire to try anything like that.
If you didn't know what it was and I just gave it to you and said, hey, eat this, you would love it.
But I don't have that. I don't even want to. Like, if it were up to me, I would have Kraft macaroni and cheese like every day for
that's
the rest of my
how
life.
The third guy that was with us is.
Yeah.
And we videoed him trying it and we labeled the video Wes tries something that isn't vanilla ice cream or a ketchup sandwich.
Exactly. Jimmy almost gets frustrated with me because he's like a foodie.
Yeah.
Like he gets excited to go places and eat.
Me too.
I do not get excited about food at all.
I'm somewhere in between.
I'm like... horribly bored and I pretty much order the same thing everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to the same restaurant over and over again.
I will do that for sure. Like if I find a place that's got something I want, yeah. I could go every day.
Did we switch microphone stands secretly? Because now mine's having erectile dysfunction.
I just have mine flipped so it sits up.
You know what?
You should do that too.
Somebody, I can't. It's so loose.
He's like, drop. I mean, drop
it's
it.
It's gonna end up in my hand in a minute. Yeah. There we go. Wonderful. did you guys see over the weekend? So you know, a lot of sports with the All-Star game.
Yep. The NFL game, which no one cares about.
Oh, who played?
It's just the All-Star game.
Oh, is it
the Pro Bowl?
Is the Super Bowl coming up?
Next Sunday. Or actually, I guess now this Sunday.
Who is in it, or do we know yet?
Patriots and the Falcons.
Again?
Yeah, yep. I
know. God.
No, everybody wants them to lose.
I don't even watch football, and I don't like the Patriots.
My favorite team plays against the Patriots twice a year, and I despise the Patriots. Yeah.
What about the Falcons? How often have they been in it?
They haven't been in since 1994. Five?
Yeah, it's been
a
while.
Good. So that's like a good underdog to
and
root for.
I don't think they've ever won.
Okay, that's cool. Did you guys see, I'm a big Erin Andrews fan. She is the sideline reporter for a lot of the NFL. She did Dancing with Stars.
She sells probiotics on TV.
Yes
she does.
She's very big into digestive health.
Yep. Yes, she is engaged to an NHL player, but she revealed that
who's she engaged to?
Jarrett Stoll from the
Kings.
Oh,
the Kings. Okay, that's right. Oh, that's right. I knew that.
She had cervical cancer all last year.
Oh, no kidding.
Huh. And worked all the way through it. She had to have two surgeries to remove the cancer. I guess one of them was on October 11th and had a second one on November 1st. And she's all in the clear now, but it was something she kind of like battled on her own, which, you know, for somebody
good
who,
for her.
Yeah. Could you imagine, getting that kind of news and then having to go to work when your job is like that and you're on TV and you have to be happy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it comes with the territory though. If that's your job,
you know how to turn it on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how to turn it on. And so it says here, she actually had to work, I think it was, 2 days after one of the surgeries. I think it was just like an outpatient surgery though,
right.
But. Just your mental state. I remember, you know, I love Jenny McCarthy, and she, I guess a couple years after she had her son, was when she did her big post-baby Playboy shoot. It was something like that. It was some really, really big shoot. And, you know, after she had her son, she really was kind of, I don't want to say not relevant, because she was not relevant on purpose. She had a baby.
Right.
But nobody had heard from her, and this was her big comeback. Well, if you read her book, she found out that her son had autism, like, 3 hours before her shoot.
And
she said that she just remembers, like, being able to, like, push through it, like, okay, mama's got to work, you know, I've got to get this done.
Yeah.
But when you're in the public eye and you get, you know, news like that, it just, you know, I couldn't imagine. But good for Erin Andrews. And she, I mean, she, that lawsuit that she had.
Yeah. $55 million.
And she got half of it from.
Yeah, girl.
Half of it from the hotel.
And
so she'll probably never get the money from the dude.
No, probably not.
I don't know exactly how that happens, but, you know.
They can't, I don't
think
they're
just
going to
garnish his wages, but that guy could work for the next 200 years
and
not
even get.
Yeah, sorry to say. And I think there's something that says, like, if you win civil suits like that, you know, you can, they can't, the courts can't force whoever to pay. They can just say, you have to pay this person,
which
but
is
they
crazy.
Can't actually
it
force them to do
it. It almost seems like,
it.
Why do we even have a court system?
I know. Like, there's no consequences.
Well,
if they
can
don't.
Make you pay, but, I mean, you could owe me $25 million, and if you don't have it, you don't have it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's why I said, like, they'll garnish his wages, but they're not going to garnish him below the point that he can't sustain himself.
Right. Oh, so they won't take it down to, like, zero.
No, they're not going to say you got to work until this is paid off.
I think, I believe the most that they can legally take from your paycheck is something like 15%.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, something really small.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm going to work on my microphone erectile dysfunction because I'm holding it in my hands. You're listening to The Kelly Mano Show. We'll be right back after this.
It applies so well.
Yo, these four new jacks is real smooth on a homie tip. Nick, Mike, Sean, and Juan, you know the mentality. Keep flipping the gift.
ABC, BB.
Mm-hmm.
Ever look in the mirror and not recognize the person looking back at you? Wish you could go back in time and reverse the signs of aging? Then you need to schedule a free consultation at Aurora Medical Spa. Now with two locations in De Pere and the Chesterfield Valley, Aurora Medical Spa is St. Louis's premier medical spa. Ranked the number one Botox provider in the St. Louis area, offering the most advanced and effective skin procedures. Other services include laser hair removal, tattoo removal, skin resurfacing, microdermabrasion, and much, much more. Consultations are always free. You have nothing to lose, except a few wrinkles. Visit their website to see amazing before and after transformations at auroramedicalspa.com. Mention the Kelly Mano Show and get $20 off your first visit. That's www.auroramedicalspa.com. Aurora Medical Spa. We take skin seriously.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by a microphone stand that does not work. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah you're
all good. Right, because now my headphones are buzzing too. Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois. I was just in Granite last week and drove by their brand new, I think they call it their north location. But so you guys didn't grow up in Granite City, but we had a really legendary place called Gitcho's Gas. And their big slogan was, get your gas at Gitcho's.
That's awesome.
And so everybody in Granite knows where Gitcho's Gas is. And they've been out of business for a long time. And JM Motors bought the lot. So now they have a second lot. And I'm just so excited to see something in that Gitcho's place again. Because, yeah, looking at that empty parking lot just made me so sad for old Mr. Gitcho. So I think that he's probably happy. But, you know, I'm going to be in the market for a new car. Here, any minute now. And I've been checking out JM Motors and their trucks and their Jeeps and just anything you want, they have. Two locations in Granite City, but if you want to see their most current inventory, just go to jmmotorsauto.com. Make sure that you tell them that Kelly Mano sent you. They also have a Facebook page where you can go and check out what they've got for sale. Or you can just swing by. Again, two locations in Granite City. That's jmmotorsauto.com.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
I'm literally doing the show one-handed because
yeah.
I was trying to run the board and I forgot that
mic problems.
Yeah, maybe I can just go. Does this bother you guys?
Don't worry. Care. It happens to all of us.
Wait a minute. Let me lower my chair.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
It's perfect. So I decided to like check back on Facebook to be like, oh, hey, maybe it's normal again.
No, no, it's not.
Nope. Everybody's still an asshole.
Try again in 4 years.
So what's funny is that I have, and this is going to sound junior high. I don't say this to like make, I don't think anybody cares that I unfollowed them, but I have unfollowed so many people on Facebook that it's like, I have a brand new set of friends.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, like I didn't know any of you guys before. And now I've got all these friends. And I said last night on Facebook, I got a lot of reaction that there needs to be a separate social media for politics to where, like, if you want, because politics are important. I'm not saying we don't have to ever talk about them, but it's like when you're up for one of those discussions, you log onto that app and then you talk about politics or
you get angry and then you leave
and then you come back to normal social media and share pictures of your dog and your
kids.
And the people that I'm unfollowing, it has nothing to do with who they voted for, who they like or don't like. It has to do with the sheer volume of posts they make that are political. If you're posting more than like four political things a week, I can't be your friend right now on Facebook because you're annoying. Or if you can't freaking balance your anger or your pride in Donald Trump.
Oh, man.
If you can't balance that with other things in life, like pictures of your dog or your food or
something,
a quiz about what color your aura is, who would have thought we missed those things? If you can't balance that stuff, it's so toxic over there right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a slave to it for my business. Because trust me, otherwise I would just be Instagram only. But, yeah. So it's not a pretty place over there right now. And did somebody predicted Trump's assassination?
There was a psychic. Her name is Lindsay Edwards.
Wow.
Is she related to John Edwards? Because he's that one psychic.
Edwards is a pretty common name.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, no problem.
She's saying that if you're not a fan of the Trump, that come October, everything's going to be A-okay because someone's going to off him.
Oh, she put a date on it?
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah,
she didn't say the date. All she said was October and that she was told it's going to be an assassination during a public speaking engagement.
Yeah.
That someone's going to get him from a roof. And then that guy is going to be immediately taken out by Secret Service.
And then she will go hide with the guy who said we were going to have an earthquake in 1990.
Right.
And like predicted the date because my soccer team had a tournament in Nashville. And we had to like drive over the New Madrid Fault on the day that he predicted that. And all the parents were freaking out.
Oh, no.
You know. Oh, my goodness. All that fun stuff.
Still not the best thing to happen to social media this weekend, though.
What happened?
Speaking of Instagram... everyone's favorite pop star decided to put more videos on Instagram this weekend.
Britney?
Yep.
Yeah. She put a workout video, didn't she?
Two of them.
Was it like...
They are fantastic.
Her body is incredible.
Dude.
Incredible.
There's two of them. The first one is...
You have them saved on your homepage?
Not yet. First one is this one of her just doing curls and squats.
What?
And that's like...
Workout videos?
Wait. That's the good... That's a nice one because you're like, all right.
Hold on, let me see.
You're putting in work.
She's still got the tramp stamp.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
She does.
I know, but she's got all that money to get it removed.
But that's not even the best video.
Okay, show me the best video, because I'm sort of obsessed with how in shape she is.
Yeah me too. Me too. Then this one, which, all right, girl, go ahead and hit play on that.
Okay, let me see it. Oh, God. Am I going to see side vagina?
I wish.
Oh, my God. Oh, I've seen this before. She's posted this before, I swear.
Let me see.
Oh, my God, honey, get your extensions redone.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at her hair.
Oh, God. Yeah. Her hair is awful. Ew.
Don't care. Ew. Not looking.
Give me. Look at her hair in that video, Stephanie. That
Don't
is
care.
Disgusting.
Don't care. You're
you have
the
all
only
that
people.
Money. Get your damn extensions redone.
Oh, yeah.
Or shave your head again. Can you imagine how bad? It looks like she's not washed her hair in 2 weeks.
Yeah. You're the only people
it does,
in this
it just
room
looks greasy.
Who noticed her hair in that video.
Okay,
how do you not notice her hair?
Watch
because
it
of that ass.
Watch it again. And look at her hair. I mean, like, you can see... Her, like, new growth from, like, you know, when she did the umbrella.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Her body just looks really great.
Her
but
body
like,
is sick.
But, yeah, but the first thing you notice is her greasy extensions.
Oh, God.
That is not the first thing you notice.
Can we put that on the blog later today? Is there a way to put an Instagram video on
I'm
a blog?
I'm sure there's a way to embed
I
it
I can
somehow.
Link to it, maybe.
I'm not smart enough to figure that kind of stuff out.
If nothing else, you can. It's on Maxim.com.
Oh, there you go.
I've seen that video before because I noticed her extensions before.
Yeah.
Totally.
How is she my age and has no cellulite?
I don't know.
She has a lot of really expensive trainers.
Well, that doesn't get rid of cellulite, though.
And plus...
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah.
Plus, she has nothing else to do with her day besides workout.
Yeah.
Yeah, but working out has nothing to do with cellulite. Literally nothing.
You have to, like, eat perfectly, which I know she doesn't because she...
Or have doctors who help you get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. She grew up in the Midwest. She eats Taco Bell. I promise you that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's cheese fries on Saturday night for sure.
Yeah. So there's a new phone scam going around the country. Did you guys hear about this?
Is this the Can You Hear Me one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what happens is...
That makes me nervous because I get those kind of calls on my cell
you
phone.
You do.
Too.
So basically your phone rings and you pick it up and it's somebody on the other line. And what they say is, hey, can you hear me? And naturally your first thing to say is yes, because especially a lot of times you don't even know what it is. And apparently it's these scammers that are recording your voice so that they can have a recording of you agreeing to all these charges.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And yeah. And a lot of people, whenever KMOV posted the story, were going underneath saying, yep, I got it. And you're getting the call like 6 or 7 times in a row. Now, I don't answer my phone, so I don't have a problem with this. But did you say you got the call, Stephanie?
No, I haven't gotten that one, but I get those kinds of calls. I get the calls where they're recordings, mm-hmm. and they're like, this is so-and-so from Account Services. And
can it's you
like,
hear me?
Well, I mean, they don't ask if you can hear me. They're just like, this is so-and-so from Account Services. Press whatever to speak to somebody. It's like, no, I just hang up on them all the time, you know? But
so you answer your phone even if you don't know who it is?
Sometimes.
That's like...
Not always. It's usually if I'm expecting a call or something or, you know... Yeah.
If
not
I don't
always,
know
though.
The number, but I know somebody who lives in that area code,
yeah,
I'll answer it.
Well, because you use your phone for work. And
yeah, I do too, though. So,
I like for me, picking up a call you don't know is like playing Russian roulette because right. you have no idea what you're going to get on the other side.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't ever, I mean, like, I think I pick up my phone for like four people.
Nice.
And you know who you are.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's because my phone is like, if my phone's charging, you know, in the other room, I don't pay attention to it if it rings. I'll get up and make sure it's not the kid's school. But other than that, I'm not really interested. And listen to this. So I am in danger of having my identity stolen.
Okay.
Because they're saying that making a peace sign in your photos puts you at risk for identity theft, because now hackers can copy your fingerprints from high resolution photographs.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, really, I don't think I'm at risk because most of my photos are taken with like a cell phone. And
sure.
Then they're processed through Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah, filters and things. And
but the people who are really in trouble with this are the celebrities who are on a red carpet. Yeah. Like, they showed a picture of Will Smith doing this, and they've got these high resolution cameras.
Sure.
And they can get in there and they can mold your fingerprints and use it to authorize
technology
things. Yep. And, you know,
have any of you guys ever been hit by a scammer?
Yeah, I have. I was 19 years old. And I had just gone to Excalibur Nightclub in Collinsville, Illinois.
That place.
Oh, I own that place, honey. The dance floor parted when Kelly Sumpter walked on and DJ Cool played. And so I entered it was actually a radio station drawing to win a trip to the Bahamas. And so sure enough, like a week later, I get a call on my home phone saying that I had won the trip. Now, even at 19, I was a smart girl, and I thought it was fake, but I remembered entering the contest. That was the only thing that made me think it was real. And so they're like, you won this trip, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, we're going to record you, you know, making sure you understand the terms. And I wrote them down as they went, like jotted down notes and made sure I knew everything that they said. And they were like, okay, this trip is free of charge, blah, 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 blah. I think it was that I had to pay taxes.
Yeah.
That was like $199 or something for this 7-day trip.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so sure enough, I get a bill in the mail like a week or two later for on my credit card for like $700. And it was that trip.
Whoa.
And so I called the company and I had them play it back to me. And they had edited, they had clipped my voice out and dropped it in with them saying that those charges were okay. I was an audio student in radio TV at the time. I'm like, you edited that clip. And I'm, you know, so I fought the charges through my credit card company and they backed off and never came after. Like, they got reversed and everything.
Good.
Yeah.
So have you guys ever been really scammed?
I've had my card hacked. Like 5 or 6 years ago, I got a call at like 5 a.m. on Christmas Eve morning from my bank wanting to go over charges. And like the first four were legit. And then all of a sudden they're like, $2,500 on Air Philippines? Nope.
Nope.
Not me. I tell you, the call that I get, and I still get probably at least once a month, are the people who will call and say, hi, I'm calling you for Microsoft customer service. They're the people who want you to give them remote access to your computer.
Ooh, yep.
That was a big one last year, and it's still going. And they'll bounce the call because when the call comes in for me, it's always a domestic number.
Yeah,
it's like Birmingham. The best one was, and I don't know who it was who called, but about 6 months ago, I'm having dinner at my parents' house, and my parents have a feature on their TV that when the phone rings, it displays the phone number.
Great.
And the phone rings, and the number pops up on caller ID, and it's their number.
Ooh, that
their own number?
Their own number.
That's weird.
And I was like, hey, you're calling yourself right now.
The call's coming from inside the house.
Which would not be beyond our parents' generation to figure out how to do that. Because my mom, to this day, is the only person who can send me a blank text message.
Oh, yeah.
And she does it like 3 or 4 times a month.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. I don't even know how she does it. So did you pick up the phone for them?
Oh, yeah, because you pick up the phone because, I mean, it's just a domestic number.
Right.
But you'll know immediately who it is because you're like, hi, this is Bill. And I'm like, you are not Bill.
Yeah, sorry.
Because you don't sound like Bill. And they're like, we're with Microsoft customer support. You have an issue with your Microsoft account and we need to fix it over the phone. I was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what they want you to do is allow them remote access to your computer so they can take it over and lock you out.
Nice.
And then what they either do is quickly find out if you do online banking so they can get into your bank account and wipe you out, or they hold your computer hostage and make you pay them.
Make you pay. Yeah.
What morons? Well, you know, being in the photography business, there's this scam that's been going around for a while, but I still get the text message at least 2 or 3 times a year where you will get a text message from somebody who wants to hire you for a photography gig. And it's usually a family reunion. And the first thing they want to know is, do you accept credit cards?
Mm-hmm.
And then what they want to do is they want to pay you in full. But then what they do is they accidentally pay you too much. And then,
oops.
Yeah, and then they ask you to refund them like the $300-$500 that they accidentally overpaid. And if you're dumb enough to do it, mm-hmm. you find out like 10 days later that their payment was bogus and didn't work. And, you know,
yeah.
All
so
that
then
stuff.
You pay them $500 and the payment that they gave you was declined.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're dumb enough to refund somebody before money is cleared in your bank, then probably shouldn't be running a business.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
So Oscar nominations were announced last week. Does anybody care?
Mildly.
Is there any doubt that this year's Oscars is not going to be the most like smug, political?
As they always are.
Yeah.
But this year especially, you know, up there telling us how to run the world when they're literally holding a statue of gold.
Well, remember, we're a year removed from Jada Pinkett Smith hijacking the Oscars.
Oh, wait. Was she the one that hijacked it about black people not
yes.
being nominated?
When she
be
honest.
Boycotted or something.
But then this year, they're nominated
correct.
Like crazy.
Well,
so,
of course they are, because everyone knee-jerk reacts. And the thing that upset me was, it wasn't that Jada Pinkett Smith was upset about the lack of African-Americans nominated. She was upset because her man didn't get nominated. Let's just be real.
Good Lord. I mean, there's just as many good black actors out there as there are white. Why not mm-hmm. just nominate whoever's deserving?
I agree.
You know, so I don't know. I could not pay less attention to the Oscars. But James Corden is hosting this year.
Which will
be fun.
He's
so funny.
I love him.
I do too.
Is he doing the Oscars or is he doing the Grammys?
I thought he was doing the Oscars, but I might have.
Oh, you know what? It's Jimmy Kimmel. Doing the Oscars.
Oh,
yeah, I think Corden's doing the Grammys.
Then I'll watch Corden. I like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
But not, I mean, it's not like a rare enough occasion for me to watch.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I might be going out to that this year. I don't want to.
Grammys?
Yeah. It's nice. Boring live.
Oh,
yeah. He's told
any of those
me all
award
about
shows.
It.
Like, it's you get one performance, one award, and then you sit in quiet for 20 minutes while they flip the stage and do commercials.
Yeah.
Because it starts at like noon. What you see has been so edited down.
Right.
Oh, really?
So it rolls for TV.
Yeah,
like,
so.
You
makes
have to
sense.
Be there by noon. There's no concessions. There's no nothing. You just sit there for like 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an investment.
Well, here's the 5 Best Picture nominees. Tell me if anybody has seen these movies.
I'll tell you right now, I've not seen any of them.
Arrival.
Saw it.
You did? Was
yep.
it good?
It's really good. It's a thinker alien movie, but it's good.
Fences.
Nope.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Yes. Great.
Hell or High Water.
No.
Hidden Figures.
No.
La La Land.
No.
Is there one called Lion, or did I misprint that?
No, that's right.
Okay, Lion.
Nope.
Manchester by the Sea.
No, that sounds smug and snooty.
And Moonlight. How many are there? Like 8?
There's usually like 8 or so.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
my
I
goodness.
Didn't see that one.
So I made a list of things I'd rather do than watch the Oscars. You guys want to hear it?
Yep.
Sure.
All right. You know, I guess I think David Letterman used to do this from 10 to 1, but I messed it up. Number 1, shave my legs with a chainsaw.
Sure.
Number 2, get pushed down a flight of stairs.
Nice.
Number 3, get stuck in an elevator with Kanye West.
Oh, God. Oof. Oh, you're going to love the virtual Valentine I send you.
Oh, God. Oh, look at it. Number 4, things I'd rather do than watch the Oscars. Let O.J. Simpson show me his knife collection.
Neat.
Number 5, put my entire savings account in Blockbuster stock. Number 6, lick a gas station toilet.
Ugh.
Number 7, have Nickelback play my wedding.
Awesome.
Number 8, sit in front of Pee-wee Herman at the movie theater.
Ew.
Number 9, read 50 Shades of Grey to my grandma cover to cover.
Sweet.
That new movie is coming out.
Yep, it is.
Oh, so gross. Number 10, have Gary Busey as my only lover for the rest of my life.
Oh.
We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show. Now we talk about sex on the radio and video show. Anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat? I doubt it. All right then, come on, spin. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Make any man's eyes pop. She uses, she got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools.
Her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag, so she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with the check and the note. That last night was dope, dope, dope.
Take it easy. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Should be making love.
Come on, how many guys you know making
love? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and
you
me.
And me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
A little bit.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
The Kelly Mano Show.
Hey guys, Kelly Mano here with the Kelly Mano Show. We just celebrated our 1 year anniversary of the radio show, and I am as surprised as anybody that we're still here and still going. But not only are we going, but we are growing. We are putting out more content and more shows than ever before, which means for the first time in a long time, we have room for new advertisers. If you run a business and you are interested in having that business heard on the Kelly Mano Show, we can get you some more information. New York Magazine recently said podcasts are to radio as Netflix is to cable. Unlike a traditional radio listener, your podcast listeners set aside time in their day to listen to the Kelly Mano Show. They aren't flipping through the channels or changing it when a commercial comes on. They are a captive audience. They are a dedicated audience, and your message is heard loud and clear. Podcast advertising is not only affordable, but the return on investment that you get is unlike any other medium. So if you would like a sales package, just send an email over to heykelly@kellymano.com, and producer Stephanie will get you all the information you need to team up with the Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less
because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Rachel Witt at Remax, and I lost her paper. I can probably do it by heart. I was with Rachel over the weekend. We did a trivia night. It must have been a big weekend for trivia. We were terrible. Actually, we were okay. Yeah, it was for, sorry, Stephanie, I didn't have my microphone on. It was for my gun range, Ultimate Defense, and it was for backstoppers. So lots of redneck questions, lots of wiener questions.
Any that you missed that you thought I should have known that?
Not really, because I'm not like a gun nut, you know? Okay. It's like I know how to operate the one I have and the one I want, but... No, but the funny thing is that we were way smarter than we thought.
Really?
No. Maybe it was the crowd.
It's nice to be pleasantly surprised.
I don't know. But like as soon as we walked in, someone was like, somebody should ask the question, how many Trump hats are here tonight? Because it was like...
Oh, were there a lot?
Oh, yeah. It was a very anti-PC trivia night. So
oh, I would imagine.
That was a lot of fun. But so Rachel Witt was on our team.
Nice.
Because like I said, I didn't even know Rachel 2 years ago.
She's very nice.
I met her at an open house, and then I was like, oh my gosh, when we move, I have to use you because I really like your personality. Little did I know that she's like the bomb pro in the industry as well. She's got a whole team of people that work for her. She is patient. She is smart. She answered all my stupid questions and, you know, got us into the house that we love, the turtle house that we're in now. Even if you're upside down on your home right now and you think that there's nothing, no way to get you out of it, she helped us. She can help you. Call the Rachel Witt team today at 636-720-3836 or go to her website, homesalesinstcharles.com. Make sure you tell her that the Kelly Mano Show sent you.
Joy, pump it up.
Pain.
Come on, here we go.
Sunshine.
What else?
Rain.
Oh, yeah.
So we have an exciting show this week.
Yeah, we're not full of empty promises this
time. No, we're not.
We actually do have another show this week.
First of all, this show has gone by fast.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like we've been on the air like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a segment on this show. We don't have a name for it, but it's where we interview people with interesting occupations. So we have interviewed a mortician.
Yep.
We have interviewed a gynecologist.
Yep.
We have interviewed a phone sex operator.
Yes.
We have interviewed a stripper.
She says hello, by the way.
Hi, Ashley.
And she was at the Royal Rumble party last night.
And we need to have her back on soon.
Yeah, she always talks about it.
I know.
She does the blues podcast with me.
Yeah, I always kind of like forget to invite people on the show. We've had so many great co-hosts.
Yeah.
And I think because we're in the morning now, I just feel like nobody wants to get up this early. But
probably.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
She could probably come straight from work.
That's true, because she works, being a stripper, she's got those
flexibility. She's probably getting off right about the time that we go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. But now, like, Hoss brought us the mother load.
Here we go.
We've been talking about this for a year?
Yes. Wait, hang on. We got a hooker.
We do.
We do.
We got a real hooker.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Is she going to be offended if I play Pretty Woman music the whole time?
Probably not.
Okay, good. And so she's a professional escort.
Yes.
Why are you whispering? Because my kids are in the house.
Correct.
And so I want to hear from the listeners what you want to ask her.
I personally have a ton of questions that I have not asked because I want like genuine reactions.
Right, yeah, like, save it for the air.
The one question that I'll tell you I want to ask is, I know her, and I met her through a mutual friend of mine.
Yeah.
And as the last week played out and I finally realized, she told me what she does, I want to know how she knows my friend.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Because he no longer lives here, so like, if she outs him, it's no
not
big
a big deal.
Yeah.
But I go back and forth.
I want to know how many friends and family members of her know. And I want to know what the first call was like.
And like how nervous she was?
Yes. Or what, like how, and I want to know like how many of these men are married. I assume
a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know, where does she go and how does she make sure she's safe? Not just in, you know, sexually, but how does she make sure, like, does she have like a pimp that makes sure she makes it home safe every night? You know, things like that. So if you have questions for her, we would love to ask them. So just email us at heykelly@kellymano.com, or I'm sure I'll promote it on Facebook later.
Yeah, post in the chat.
Don't
group.
Be inappropriate and mean.
Yeah, she is actually a friend of mine.
Yeah,
so
no,
this
is
cool.
We, you know, if I invite anybody on our show, they're a guest on the show, no matter what they do for a living or
yes.
or what we think.
And they're
of
still
it.
Human beings.
I,
yes,
I saw Jimmy last night. We were talking. I go, so I'm assuming you and the kids are going out to dinner
Tuesday night. I put it on our calendar. Okay, Stephanie, you're going to die. I have an announcement to make.
Oh, gosh.
I'm nervous. I switched to a calendar on my phone.
What?
Wow.
Yes. No. This makes me so happy. So happy.
I have been keeping my calendar on paper like it's 1995.
I know.
And I would not get rid of it. And so I, you know, Jimmy was getting frustrated because I never knew anything. I never knew what day it was. And he would ask me like, what are we doing on this date? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not at home. Ask me when I'm at home. So I decided to try this online calendar on our phones. I can't believe I didn't do this before.
It's amazing. I've been telling you, like, just
yeah.
share your Google account. It'll be great. It'll be
great.
We
don't do Google because I couldn't figure that out. I wasn't smart enough.
Oh.
But I bought something called Cozy. It was like a little $20 thing for the whole year.
Okay.
And it's like girlier than Google Calendar.
Oh, well.
Because you can like make it pink and
Hoss is just shaking his head.
That's important. It's important because I don't like it if it's not cute. That
yeah.
And
I mean,
so,
whatever motivates you, you know, whatever whatever gets you using it.
And
so
everything is color coded. And so on our
calendar,
I wrote Tuesday night show, hooker, Jimmy, get kids out of the house. They cannot listen to this one.
Well, I'm proud of you.
I am too.
I can't believe I didn't do it sooner. I need to recruit some more.
I don't give bad advice, Kelly.
I used to spend so much money
Look
on
Look at
these
this thing.
Things.
I know.
This
I mean,
is
it's
over $100 planner.
Oh my gosh.
It's adorable. Don't get me wrong. It's got pictures of your kids and stuff on the front. I mean, it's very complete. That's, but
this is our least busy month of the year.
But still, who wants to carry that around?
Yeah, I used to carry my purse.
Nobody.
Wow.
Nobody.
So heavy.
That's very
that.
Junior high.
Isn't it? Because it's color coded.
Yeah, it makes me think of like the old school planners.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to have to order one of these this year. And I was like, oh, it's like another $100. Yep. And Jimmy doesn't understand why they cost so much. I don't either, but I pay it because they're cute.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
And so anyway.
So, yeah, tomorrow will be fun.
I have something I want to talk about, but I'm scared I'm going to lose friends.
Yeah. Well, I got
something. When has that stopped you, though?
Good point.
It hasn't, but I really like some of these people.
Before you get into that, there is a show on TV that made me think of you. And now that you mentioned your getting rid of your big paper calendars, it's another thing.
Yeah.
Is there's a show on TV called Hunted right now.
I was going to ask you about that show. I know people on that show. We can have guests. Uh-oh. Yeah, the people that own the airsoft guns shop that went that went camping for 2 weeks.
Yep, they just got busted.
You know Addison on our show? Mm-hmm. That's his cousin.
Oh, is it?
No kidding.
And so I actually already texted them because I don't ever watch TV.
The show's really cool.
We should talk about next week. We should like make our plans.
Okay.
Like if you were on that show, how would you get away? I would have no idea.
You know, there's a couple right now who I think if anyone lasts the 28 days, the basis of the show is you get told, you're given a window of 2 days where they're going to tell you, and you get an hour head start, and you are on the run.
From
authorities.
Oh.
So
these are ex. So like you're actually being hunted.
Yes.
These are ex like FBI trackers and White House people. Wow. And
there's a 4-state radius, which is like Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, that you in.
It's legit professionals like hunting you down.
Yes.
Holy moly. And I'd be done.
You are given a prepaid $500 credit card, and that's the only card you can use.
Oh. Yeah, but can they track that?
No.
Of course they can.
Oh, they can? Oh, okay.
Because the first couple that got caught was stupid. They went to a bus station and charged their tickets on the card.
How? Oh, good Lord. Even I wouldn't do that.
I know.
But you have to stay away for 28 days. And if you win, you get like some
if they can't find you in those 28 days,
you win.
And
what do you win?
It's money. Like, I forget how much it is.
It's similar to like Amazing Race, but
yeah,
but totally different premise. And yeah, I watched it just because of Addison's family and now I'm kind of hooked on it.
The couple that I think can do it, the guy grew up in gangs and he's like, I've evaded the police for years. Now now he's a lawyer, but his wife had a big honking desk calendar.
Yeah.
And would write everything down on it. Oh. Well, when she left, she obviously ripped that month off to take with them.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this.
The cops took the desk calendar and found the imprints.
Imprints.
Yes.
And see, I watched enough CSI, like I feel like I might be able to do okay.
The cops have a list of all their contacts because they were able to scribble, you know, basically do shade pencil and figure out what they had written on the page.
Just burn the whole thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I don't watch any of those shows because it makes me scared, like the CSI and stuff.
Yeah. There's no way I could do it.
But I know, oh no.
I would love to, but the first thing that you would need to be able to do is disappear. This
doesn't blend in. Yeah.
Could you imagine Hoss and I on a team? We would quit day one. We'd be like,
now,
hey,
Amazing Race
sucks.
Amazing Race, I would be down for.
Oh, God. Could you imagine the amount of drugs it would take me to travel on the Amazing Race?
I would just have to knock you out and put you over my shoulder and just carry you.
I know. We'd like to have Backpack Kelly.
I
put some straps on her, you know.
Yes. Get like the little baby Bjorn running with like baby Carlos from The Hangover. Yep.
Put some sunglasses on her so nobody can see she's knocked out.
Not only do I hate traveling, but I am not like an outdoors person. I don't like other countries.
No, because that's how you would get caught. They'd be like, we spotted Kelly Man on the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't do Hunted because I don't blend.
No,
ever.
Yeah, you don't blend. So you would give us away. But yeah, I could not do, like, those shows do not interest me at all. I would rather stick a fork in my eye than go on Survivor. I don't care about the money.
Yeah, I couldn't do Survivor.
I don't.
I do want to do that game show, The Wall.
Yes. You know what? I saw that and I thought, can I be on another game show already? Because I was just on NBC.
That's so random, though. That takes almost no skill. Even if you get all the questions right.
It's very random.
Yeah, yeah. It's totally random. It's Plinko on drugs, you know? So you can
here's my question win. To you guys.
You can win and lose all your money with no skill.
Yeah. Would you want to be the one who drops balls, or would you want to be the one who answers questions?
I haven't seen the show yet. I just know you win money.
How it works is each round, you get 2 free green, which give you money, 2 free red, which take money, and in the middle are 3
trivia questions.
If you get them right, it's a green ball. If you get them wrong, it's a red ball.
Are they hard trivia questions, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
They're multiple choice.
They're all multiple choice.
Yep.
And but what happens is, like, they'll give you the four answers. Like, let's say you're the person who's going to drop the ball. They'll show you the four answers to choose from. And then you decide where you want that ball to come from before it goes to the person who answers.
Oh, gosh.
So, like, the answers could be, like, New Mexico, Kansas, Iowa, or Florida. So you know it's a geography question.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But then you have to decide, like, if Haas is the one answering the question, like, do you think Haas knows enough geography to answer this question correctly?
And if you, you know think, these people?
Like, yeah, yes. They're okay. Your partner.
It's usually, like, the ones I've seen, it's been, like, siblings or
husband and wife
yeah. or things like that.
But then if you think, like, okay, well, Haas knows jack about geography, so I'm going to put this on the end of the board that has the lower numbers.
Because
if he gets it wrong, I want this to drop in the $1 slot, the $10 slot.
Do they have entertainment questions, like pop culture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's it runs the gamut.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's only three questions, isn't it? Three or four questions?
It starts with five questions.
Oh,
and you have to be positive to be able to move on.
Okay.
And then the next.
But you get to answer those as the pair.
Yes. And the second round, the money is anywhere from $1 to $250,000. And then the last round is anywhere from $1 to $1 million.
Don't you think, though, that, like, that kind of show could ruin relationships? Like, let's say, like, I went on it with.
You didn't hear the end of it, though.
Oh, yeah. There's another twist.
What is it?
So once the questions are done, let's say that you're the one answering questions.
Yeah.
You know when you go into the room to answer questions what we started off with from that first round. Mm-hmm. So let's say we start with, like, $150,000.
Yeah.
And then you know that you answered three questions right. So you're going to get $20,000 for each of those questions.
But they don't tell you if you've answered them correctly or not.
They'll send you a contract that says if you sign this, you will walk out with, let's see, 150 plus 20 for the three questions. You're going to walk out with $270,000.
Yeah.
So you I thought you just were guaranteed the money that you answered correctly. Like, you didn't
plus get plus whatever you started with from that first round.
That's what I meant. What you started with from the first round, but that was it.
No, you get $20,000 for each question you answered right during the game.
And only one person decides about the contract?
Yep.
One person.
The person answering the question.
You either sign that contract or you rip it up. And if you rip it up, you're taking a chance on whatever you got off the wall, which could be millions of dollars.
Could be nothing.
Yeah.
It could be nothing if the balls landed poorly and took all your money away.
Yeah. Money makes people do crazy things. So let's say, like, I go on that show with my brother and I think that he knows the answer to a question that would win us all this money, and he doesn't. Like, he doesn't know it. And then, because then isn't it his fault that I lost?
No, but here's the thing.
Am I, like, giving him the stink eye every Thanksgiving?
He could answer the question right, and you drop the ball and it lands in a dollar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He could answer a question wrong.
So it's totally random, still, yeah.
Yep, he could answer a question wrong, you drop a ball, and it lands in a million, and they take $1 million away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's still an element of chance.
Yeah, who wants to be a millionaire? I really kicked all of this off, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I auditioned for that show and I was too dumb for it?
Nice.
I know that my brother auditioned with me, and I think Jimmy did too. And it was one of those things where I thought I had done really well on like the questions. I think they gave us, like, because it was like a pretest. I think they gave us like 25 questions, and I was really confident in, like, you know, 18 or 19 of them, but come to find out, you had to get a perfect score to be considered for the show.
That makes
sense,
though.
Yeah, probably because
a lot of people could get a majority of them, right?
My brother and I had to call our parents afterwards. We're like, we didn't make it. Sorry. Because only if you made it, then you got to go do a camera interview.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, these shows that do this big money, I just wonder if they end up better off than, you know, before. And it'd be interesting to follow people from, what was the Howie Mandel show.
Oh, Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal, yep.
This is very much like that. Like, it's as much as it is trivia, it's chance.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I could never put my mother on those shows. Like, I used to always joke, Deal or No Deal, they'd be like, Pam Frank, we'll give you $20 for your suitcase.
She'd be like, done.
Yeah.
That's how I would be too, though. Like, the minute that my, like, mortgage is paid, I'm out.
I mean, I would go for it, though, because the way I see it, if you leave with nothing, you're no worse off than when you started.
I can't think like that.
My philosophy on Deal or No Deal was, as long as I had one safety net, I'd be good. Like, if there were two cases that were more than what I had, and I eliminated one of them, I could still push for one more.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how long it has to be before I can do another game show.
I would love to do a game show.
I'm sure NBC has, since I won a prize through NBC, I'm sure there's like a term length of before.
Yep.
But I wonder, like, you know, what about the other networks?
Good point.
That needs to be our get rich scheme. Screw the lottery. We need to get on these shows.
Why aren't you on,
like,
the
money.
Name game? I bet you would be.
Well, there was
the
a show
game.
Not too long ago called Finish the Lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
I would have manhandled that show.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. I mean, I just never. A lot of times those shows, believe it or not, they're like, you got to live in the L.A. area.
Yeah
that's true.
Because they don't want to pay for your travel.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times it's not about picking somebody with big personality. Some of the shows are. But the other ones is like, what morons can we get to come here on their own?
Yeah.
So,
I wish I had a big family because I would murder Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood
one of,
Game Night would be pro.
Well, there's
fun
a family yeah. from St. Louis that is on Family Feud because it was Rocky's fourth grade teacher's family.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's aired yet or not, but I saw they were interviewed like on Y98 and stuff like that. So, all right. So that is our plan.
Yep. Get Kelly in another game show.
So let's start. You know, you just go to their websites and see what they're casting for. That's how I got on Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Like, I went on and I'm like, what are they looking for? And then I just fit that mold.
What were you on Dr. Phil for?
You didn't know
that was
Dr.
on the
radio.
That was no. when she was on the radio. So.
Did you tell people to meet you outside? How about that?
Catch about me outside. Catch me outside. God, I hate that girl.
Yeah, me too.
Catch me outside. How about that? How about that? How about you fall down a hole? Okay, so don't forget, we have the hooker show. It's coming up this week. If you have questions, email me. And if you like the show,
or
share
post
the
in the
show.
Chat group.
Do what?
Post in the chat
yeah,
group.
Yeah, the chat group yeah. that I always forget to use. if you like the show, share the show. It's a really simple gesture. You finish listening to the show, you go on Facebook, and you go, hey, listen to this show. Then we will do it more. I'm glad I didn't have to talk about the thing that was going to make me lose friends.
We're looking out for you.
I am holding this microphone like I'm Christina Aguilera singing in a dark room.
Well, you'll get it fixed. It'll be fine.
Gosh. Okay, we love you for listening, and we will be back later this week with a recorded show and then back live next Monday. Maybe Ashley can swing by. We'll figure something out. Until then, stay... Oh, shit. What is it? Oh, be good, have fun. Stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart-assy. Pause for the fellas.
Nothing for the fellas, but happy birthday to my best friend, Jen.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.